Ajana Tinrandasya Janandana Savakaya Chakshurun Uditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Goradhani Facharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pachacharya Satharine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Silasari Kaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Goranitai Jaya Goranitai Jaya Ra Jaya Rukmini Dwarkarish Rukmini Dwarkarish Rukmini Dwarkanasa Rukmini Dwarkanasa Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balladeva, Jaya Subhadra, Jagannath Swami, Nayana Tathagami, Jayanathasaganivavachani.
What verse would you like?
From the second to the 18th chapter.
Jaya Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Karoji Rachala, Pangulang Raitangin, Yatkita Chalahan Mande, Shiguru Nitayam, Paramahana Madhava, Shri Chaitanya Sharam. Hari Om Tat Sat. I'd like to thank our Minister of Wisdom, as he's known. What's his name? Gauravala, for his chanting. If you do have a chance, sometime go to see his, he's got a nice restaurant and a little preaching center. And we heard how he had he was a devotee in this temple, and then he struggled a lot of being outside in the material world, and he made this a facility.
Okay.
I'd like to request Gauranand Das from Australia to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita as it.
Okay, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text number 4. Yida hi nendriyarteshu nakaramash vanu sajjate sarva sankalpa sanyasi yoga rudhas tarochate. A person is said to be elevated in yoga when, having renounced all material desires, neither acts for sense gratification nor engage in fruited activities. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When a person is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he is pleased in himself, and thus he is no longer engaged in sense gratification or in fruitive activities. Otherwise, he must be engaged in sense gratification, since one cannot live without engagement. Without Krishna conscious, one must always seek self-centered or extended selfish activities. But a Krishna conscious person can do anything for the satisfaction of Krishna, and thereby be perfectly detached from sense gratification. One who has no such realization must mechanically try to escape material desires before being elevated to the top rung of the yoga ladder. So the translation again is, a person is said to be elevated in yoga when, having renounced all material desires, neither acts for sense gratification nor engages in fruitive activities.
There's a verse also in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that states that, my dear mind, I don't want to engage in any of the pious activities. Of course, the devotee doesn't want to engage in any of the sinful activities. What to speak of the sinful activities, doesn't want to engage either in the pious activities or the good works. I simply want to engage in the devotional service of Lord Krishna. So, to engage in the Supreme Lord's devotion, that is the desire of the devotee. not to do good works and not to do bad works. Because good works mean that you have two bank accounts. One is your good karma and one is your bad karma. So you put a deposit in your good karma by doing good works. You put deposit in your bad karma account by doing bad works. Either case, for the bad karma, you have to suffer in this material world, and to take the good karma, you have to enjoy in this material world. So the devotee doesn't want material suffering and doesn't want material enjoyment. They prefer to have a spiritual happiness. A spiritual happiness is unlimited, where the material happiness is limited in its nature. So devotional service is something that every one of you can perform. It's not something that's very unattainable or unreasonable. It's something which can be performed simply by the activities that we normally do. We do it for Krishna. So this way, we're on the top rung of the yoga platform. The activity like eating, like everyone likes to eat, you have to eat, because if you don't eat, you die. So we have tonight a feast. Our chief cook for the Sunday feast, I heard that he went to Panama for the Rath Yatra there. So as a result, the different devotees had to combine to cook this Sunday feast. Now they have worked very hard to prepare a feast, and none of them taste the feast before Krishna does. They offer to Krishna, and then it becomes a sacred sacrament. And the result you will all, I hope you will be kind enough to go and experience. I was told a rule of thumb that sweet rice should be 16 milk and one part rice. That was like very rich. But here they do 24 parts milk and one part cream and then rice. So they really do it up in a super way to please Krishna. They prepare the food with love, and then you have to take the austerity to eat that. So this is a great austerity to eat the food that's offered to Krishna. You don't agree? I see. You think, well, it's not such an austerity. It sounds pretty good. But this is considered by Krishna to be an austerity. Of course, you could go down to the other fast food joints on Venice. There's so many. And eat. I won't even mention such things in the presence of the holy deities. So that the devotees who eat the prasadam, they are actually doing a great sacrifice. Although it's very pleasant, it's very wonderful to engage in this sacrifice. But in this way, Krishna is pleased. And so devotional service is like that. It's not so difficult to perform. It's what, you know, some people, they think, well, why be so religious? Why do you have to do so much religion? You should just Once a week it's all right. Twice a week, every day. But the devotees like to offer their food to their deities, to a picture, some keep the picture of Rukmini Dwarkadish or their favorite deity of Balaji or something. And they offer their food to the deity, either picture or a murti. And so in their house they also have a small altar, a small temple room. And this way they're offering their service to Krishna. At least the eating. So like that. Now, a devotee has to work to pay the mortgage, to pay the bills. So, working, it's considered a neutral activity because if you don't do it, can't survive. However, if you use your house to invite people or to have a deity, then the house is considered like a temple. So then by doing that activity, the house maintenance is also considered to be a devotional service. So like this, almost everything you do can be done as a devotional service. If you learn how to do it from a qualified guru, a spiritual master, our senior devotees, it's not so difficult to do, but one needs to have that consciousness that I want my life to be offered as an offering to Krishna. One of the names used here in some of our congregational members is Anjali. So we say Shraddhanjali or another name is Anivedan. So after Anivedan, to offer our soul, to offer ourself to Krishna. So in this way, by offering yourself, by offering your faith to Krishna, then you don't get any good karma or bad karma. You get sukriti. It's a spiritual credits. And when you get enough sukriti, you can go back to home, back to Godhead at the end of this life. Who of you would like to go back to home, back to Godhead? So I assume the others like to take birth again and again and again. So we would like not to have to take birth again. Just like coming into the temple, of course you do get a good karmas, but we want that you should translate that into the our spiritual credits. And this way you can also go back to hold back to Godhead. You can end the cycle of rebirth. This is what the purpose of human life is, that we should cease to be reborn. We should go back to the spiritual world and leave this material world behind. Dhruva Maharaj, he was a young boy and he was insulted by his father. So he wanted his father to be the king. So no one would take any action against his father. So he said, well, who will help me? His mother said, well, I'm not able to stand against your father. I may be his queen, but I'm not in a great favor of him. So, but I heard that the rishis and the great sages, they go to the forest and they look for God, for Bhagawan. And if you go there and you find Bhagawan, maybe he can help you. So, as a 5-6 year old boy, Arjuna, he went to the forest and he went looking. But he had no idea who Bhagawan was, what he looked like, or what he was. He asked the rocks, trees, are you Bhagawan? Are you Bhagawan? He looked under the rocks, are you Bhagawan? Well, Bhagavad, please show himself to me. Where, I want to find you. Where is Bhagavan? Bhagavan! Are you Bhagavan? Are you? He had no idea what he was looking. So, Bhagavan, Narayana, he said to Narad, you go and help him. He's looking for me. So, Narad Muni is a spiritual a guru. He's a son of Brahma, but he's a liberated soul. So we are in his line. So he came down, and Dhruva said, are you Bhagavan? He said, no, I'm not Bhagavan. Then I don't want to talk to you. No, I can help you reach Bhagavan. You can, okay, if you help me, then, but yeah, yeah, boy, this is a dangerous place. There's wild animals here, tigers, leopards. Listen, I don't have time to waste. I want to meet Bhagavan as quickly as possible. You help me, otherwise I don't have time to talk to you. Okay, I'll help you. You have to chant this mantra. And he gave the mantra in his ear. Now that mantra, it was the mantra. I'll wait to chant aloud so I can tell you that mantra. It was the mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. You see, and you should go by the side of the sacred river. I think he told him to meditate by the Jamuna, no? And which is like Ganga, Jamuna, these are very sacred rivers. The Ganga, it says that to chant or to meditate or to do austerities by the side of the Ganges is 100,000 times the ordinary. Now the Jamuna is said to be 100 times more merciful than the Ganges. Is as close to the land of Vrindavan. So, Arjuna, he was meditating there by the side of the Jamuna in the land of Vrindavan. If you chant in the Vrindavan, this was long before Krishna appeared. But still the land is considered sacred. So, you get 1,000 times the benefit by any special activity performed in Vrindavan. It says if you chant before the deities which are installed, you get unlimited times. So if you have any spare time, please come here and chant. I think all of you like the chanting before the during the arti. If you chant before the deities, unlimited, you cannot put any quantity on it. It's so powerful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So he was chanting Rula before the holy river in the Holy Land. And he was chanting, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He was meditating. And each month he had become more intense in his meditation. Finally, the fifth month, he held his breath and he was chanting. So as a result, when he held his breath, because he was so much in tune with the soul of the universe, this supreme consciousness, that it was hard for the residents all over the planets to breathe, and they hire the angels, the devas. They went to Krishna and said, "Please, Krishna, we have the great temple deity. Please give this boy what he wants. He can't breathe." So this is how powerful Arjuna Maharaj's meditation was. So Narayana then, after the 6th month, he revealed himself to the Arjuna Maharaj. Harilo! Harilo! So, when Arjuna, like he wanted to get something, show his father a lesson, that he had a greater kingdom than his father, and many mundane things. When he actually saw Krishna, when he saw Narayana, which is a form of Krishna, a majestic form, he was so impressed. He was so enamored. He said, what I wanted was like broken glass. What I got was like diamonds. I simply want to serve you." But Narayana said, "I know what you want. I'll give you what you wanted. If you engage everything in my service, then you'll never forget me. And you'll come back to me at the end of your life." You see, so just like Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted some material things. I'm sure that probably some of you have some material desires. Well, if you try to engage them in Krishna service, you think, "I want to do these activities in such a way that Krishna will be pleased." Say like you want a family. Say someone's a young man, young woman, they want to get married, they want to find a mate, a spouse. So they can think that, "I want to raise my children to be Krishna conscious. At least give them that education." Of course, it's up to them what they choose. I want to give them that chance, but for that I need to have a Krishna conscious husband or wife. You see, so one can also do the different activities in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. And in this way, it's easy to render devotional service all through one's life. So, Arjuna, he wanted material things, but he was taught by the Lord, "You do the activities for me, you'll come to me." So at the end of his life, to make a long story short, at the end of his life, he was being taken back to home, back to Godhead. But he remembered, "It was my mother. It was my mother who told me, 'Look for Bhagavan.' If she hadn't said these words, I wouldn't have looked. So I owe her. I wasn't for her, I won't be going back to Godhead now. I won't have achieved Bhagavan. What about her?" So then the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers from the spiritual world, from the Supreme Lord, they find out, "You see, there's your mom. She's going ahead of you. Because she's like your guru. She taught you where to look. She's told you to look for Bhagavan. So there, then she is waiting. She's also in a spiritual airplane ahead. Come on. Harido! You see, so those of you who are mothers and fathers, you have the, our future, in the future, if you can somehow teach your children about Krishna, about the Supreme Lord, how kind He is, how merciful He is, how beautiful He is, how he can do anything if He wants. You see, our purpose is not to remain here in the material world, life after life, but to go back home, back to Godhead. We're here because of somehow or another we've fallen in this material world. This is not a good place. Our founder Acharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he would say, this is no place for a gentleman or a gentlelady. This is not a good place. But while we're here, we make the best use of the Vedarga. We try to engage our senses in Krishna service. Now, Bhakti Yoga is a use of the senses in the service of Krishna. Now, you can, as I mentioned earlier, you can do all kinds of activities, sensual activities for Krishna. If you do for your own satisfaction alone, then you have to take the karma. Good or bad. If you do it for Krishna, then you get His spiritual blessings. So, we would like to encourage everyone to engage in devotional service. Now, every 3 years in the lunar calendar, there's a leap month. This is different than the solar calendar, which has 365 days, and once in 3 years, it has 366. The lunar calendar has 355 days, and once in 3 years, has 1 month extra. That month, she was very depressed because she was called by the materialist as the Mala Mas, as the you can say the stool month. It was like she was insulted. So she said, what's the use of living? I consider like excellent by the people. But Krishna said, no, you are very dear to me. You're the dearest month. Your name will be Purushottam month. Purushottam. And that Purushottam month starts in a few days. I think around the 14th. And goes for 1 month. Now that month, also, if you're a vegetarian, if you're Christian conscious, you get 1,000 times the benefit. So that month is very good for a spiritual advancement. It's not recommended to do weddings and other things, material sacrifices in that month. But it's very good for doing anything that you have a spiritual purpose. So, we would like to recommend all the devotees to be present, who are present, to please observe the Purushottam month. Now, this year, Purushottam comes in the middle of the Vaishak. Vaishak month is also a holy month, like a Dhamadhar. One gets 100 times the benefit. So you get double blessing. You get the Vaishak and the Purushottam, and then the last half of the Vaishak. So, 2 months of sanctity. I think we must be in the Vaishak month now. This starts at the day after the Purnima and goes to the full moon day. So, if you can observe these 2 months or 1 month with and try to do some Krishna consciousness, you will get multiple benefits. This opportunity only comes once in 3 years. As I mentioned, this lunar calendar is different than the solar calendar. All our festivals are calculated by the lunar calendar, by tithis, or days of the lunar cycle. So Ekadasi was a few days ago, so that Ekadasi is like the 11th day of the lunar cycle. So we observe different festivities based on the lunar calendar usually. A few days like Prabhupada's arrival or the 40th anniversary, which was observed last week, are observed by the solar calendar. But otherwise, all the spiritual activities like Janmashtami, Radhashtami, they are held on the lunar calendar. So if you can take advantage of this, you'll get multiple blessings. Let's see. There's one glories of the Vaishnava that he was born in Rama. He was born in a Ravana family, but he had no money and he had no children. So he told his wife he was feeling very depressed. He had no money and he had no children. So he thought he would go to some foreign land. He'd work and send her money. She said, "Well, I have no children, I have no money. If you go to work in a foreign land, I have no husband. I'm living with me. So better you stay here. I don't mind being poor, but you should stay here." And why do you lament because of the children? Because who knows? You don't know for sure if the children will be good. The one good child is like the Suputra or Suputri. Otherwise, you could have a child which is due to some previous like death or some enemy that was born in your family or some dead karma. Or you could have a child who doesn't care about the family at all. He's udasin. So why, only one out of five is a good child. How do you know what kind of child? Better to have no children than a child to cause a big trouble. But he wasn't hearing. He wanted a child. So then she said, "Well, why don't you go and see Vishishta Muni? He's a great rishi, one of these seven rishis. And he knows the past and the future. So he can tell you what you were in the past, why you have no children, why you have no money." So he said, "Good idea. Okay, I'll go and ask." So he went to the next village, and there he met Vishishta Muni. So he asked him, "Why is it that I have no money and no children?" And so Vishishta Muni told him, "You see, in your previous birth, you are a Sudra, you're a worker, but you had lots of money. And as a result, but you didn't spend any money on your children or your wife. You kept all the money hidden. And then when you die, they also lived in poverty because they didn't know where your money was hidden. You died suddenly. So, because of that, you have no children and you have no money. He said, that makes sense. How I was born as a brahmana and how I got such an intelligent, beautiful wife. So, hey, let me see. 3 days in the month of Vaishak, you had a Vaishnava visit your house, and that for 3 days you engaged in some devotional service. Because of that, you got born as a Brahmana and you got a good wife. Just for 3 days, I don't see anything good in your life. Only this 3 days. How can I get out of this bad karma? No children, no money. Well, it's the month of Vaishak, you got 7 days left. Go for it. Do it. Just do it. Do Vaishak month. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And engage in some devotional activity. So this, he did for 7 days. He invited Vaishnavas to his house. He chanted, he did all the activities. Later he got wealth, he got children, and at the end of his life he went back home, back to Godhead. Because he continued to do devotional service all the time. Hare Krishna. So we at least do it this holy month. If you do it and you like it, maybe you'll do it your whole life. That's best. But if you can't, at least do it these sacred months. In a year, there's 2 months normally. Vaishak and Adhamadar. These 2 months are the very holy months. To some extent, the Maghmash. Dhamadhan Mash comes in October and November. Vaishak is like April. And this year is the rare year of that you have the Purusha Chaturmasi month. So, if you take advantage of these months, you get some votes. I asked Prabhupada, what can we do special? What can I do special for the month of Dhamadhar? He wrote back to me, you see, you're a sannyasi. You live in the temple. So you observe all the holy months. All the days are the same for you. So, but this is especially to attract the new customers. Like the Shaktel. I was driving on Venice, they had one. Liquidation, sale, 70% off, rugs for sale. Even if you don't want a rug, you think, well, 70% off, let's see, do I need a rug? Yeah. So, here you got 99% off. What a deal. And 999.9% off. On the Purushottama, that an incomparable deal. You just pay a little bit, you get a lot. If you pay a lot, you get so much more. So please take advantage of these months. This is a great opportunity. I'll get advantage because I live here in the temple. Every day I come and see the deities. So the Prabhupada said, we'll get. You don't have to worry. It's you who live in the home. Who are coming and visiting, we want you to really get the maximum blessings. So I do hope that you will take advantage of these holy months. If you're not chanting, well, even chant 7 minutes a day, one round, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. It will go a long way. And there was one, there's a story in the Padma Purana that there was one, the Yamadutas were sent, go arrest this sun shall sing, so they had the address, and then they couldn't find the address. The next door, they got one. But he wasn't, the singer was supposed to be a Kshatriya, but the next door was a Brahmin. They thought, well, maybe they got the address mixed up. Next door, he got the same name. So they took him. And there he was taken down to the judgment of the Yamaraj. He saw the Yamadutas, the torturers in hell, ready to just find out what hell he's going to go to. And he said, wow, this is hell. This is a really hellish place. He, wow, he was shaking, you know. And then Yamaraj, the judge, he said, no, this is the wrong guy. Why did you bring him? Why, he felt, I'm the wrong guy. I'm the wrong guy. How do you know? Boy, he was so happy. He's the wrong guy. He said, well, he was right next door. We thought that maybe the address was mixed up. We don't make mistakes like that. Why couldn't see him? Aha! He had Amalaki tree in his house. Daitya tree. This was the first tree named by Brahma. So subtle entities cannot go near that tree. It's a holy tree like Tulasi. That's why he didn't see him. Anyway, this is an honest, bring to me the people who tell lies, who cheat, who you get a whole list. So the guy knows, I'm not going to do any of these things because I don't want to come back here anymore. Never again. Please, oh Krishna, I never want to come here again. So he was taken back. The wrong guy, the wrong guy. So, we don't also want, you know, we don't preach the hell and brimstone and all that, but if you want to know about what goes on there, you can read the fifth canto. It's there, but we'd rather tell people that you can be so happy if you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I see a little chanting. The Bhagavad Gita also has a verse that says, this is my concluding statement, Sultanasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Dayat, that a little progress in this path can save you from the greatest fears. Now what can be more fearful, I mean, than going to some hellish region? Anyway, you can be saved simply by a little progress. So even a little bit if you do, and this month and next month, you'll get so much accumulation of good credit. It'll be a big blessing for you. Anyway, we're very happy that you came here tonight. I'm very sorry that I missed last week the 40th anniversary of this temple. I had the great opportunity of coming here in 1917. From here I was told by Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, my guru, at ISKCON Brahmacharya, that I should go to India. But he said, wait, I'll give you the final message, when to go. So in the meantime, he sent me to Chicago to open our center there. And then from there I got the call from Los Angeles, go to India. And since then, since 1970, I've been in India. I learned to speak Bengali, Hindi, more or less. A little bit of other languages like Nepali and Tamil and Assamese and Telugu and Tamil, but a little bit, not too much. Gujarati. But I came to this temple in 1970. So it was a very great blessing on me, but I could now in times that I couldn't share last week that I didn't have the. I was called by the immigration to Atlanta, which I'm registered there. And you think America is like a very advanced place. They should be able to do the details here, but it's not like that. Wherever you're registered, you have to do your thing there. So they don't have. Although it's all computerized, but. So anyway, I hope that you all had a very healthy 40th anniversary celebration, and I'm very happy to be here. I'm sorry that I still have my face is somewhat frozen, so it's difficult for me to speak perfectly. I hope you could understand. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. One or two questions I'll take. Is there any question? How are you? I hear a voice.
Hello, Maharaj. I have a question. What day does this month your Purushottam begin, and when does it end, so the devotees know? If you know.
I heard that it starts on the 14th, but can I?
14th April.
And it lasts for 30 days.
30 days. Thanks.
So that's one question. Second question? By the way, I'll sit in the back of the Prashan Hall in case anyone wants to talk to me or ask a question or something. I'll be available. So you can come. And we have here a visiting devotee from Lithuania, Jagat Kirti Tirthadasi. She'll be singing some bhajan for you. And we have the Narasingha Dev oil, which at the end of Vaishakh, the 14th, last year was used to bathe Narasingha Dev. So if you put that on your head, it is said to remove all kinds of spiritual obstacles and material obstacles. So those who want, it's a priceless oil, but we're not charging, we'll give it free. So I give it my left hand because my right hand is still somewhat.